Worldly renown versus godly integrity. It has been said of men of gray hairs that there is no danger of their shrinking from their post of duty, but in the case of Solomon, when he became old, we learn that he lost his connection with God. And why? Because he sought after the renown, honor, and riches of this world, because he took wives from among the idolatrous nations, and became allied with those nations. It is true that by this alliance he brought gold from Ophir and silver from Tarshish, but it was at the expense of virtue, of principle, of integrity of character. All through the history of the Jewish nation we see that the people of God, whether old or young, had to keep themselves distinct and separate from the idolatrous nations around them. God has a people today, and it is just as necessary now as anciently that his people should keep themselves distinct and separate, pure and unspotted from the world, its spirit, and its influences, because the world sets up a standard opposed to the standard of truth and righteousness,